Today is the feast of the great 4th century bishop of North Africa, St. Augustine, arguably one of the greatest minds, one of the most influential writers in the history of Christianity. He wrote over 1,700 sermons and treatises and other commentaries on Scripture. Very, very proficient author, very influential. When it comes down to it, there's a couple of phrases, a couple of themes that St. Augustine offers the church that people go back to again and again, and I think they tie together. The first one is when St. Augustine was trying to describe the root of all sin, he said, all sin is rooted in being turned in on oneself, being curved in on oneself, whether that's envy, whether that's pride, whether that's anger, whether that's lust. All sin is being turned in on oneself, looking in, looking in, looking in. And I think for all of us sinners, we know that. We know that when we enter into sin, it's because we're just looking in, looking in, looking in. So what's the remedy? Looking out. The remedy is keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. The remedy is looking to the needs of others and keeping your eyes fixed on Him. The remedy can also be found, I think, in that other well-known quote from St. Augustine, in which he said that, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. God has made us for Himself. He has not made us for sin. He has not made us to look in. He has made us for Himself. And our hearts are truly restless until we give ourselves that permission to rest in Him. So the question this morning is very simple. Do we allow our souls to rest in Him? When we come to prayer, are we agitated? Are we anxious? Are we distracted? If so, welcome to the club. But at the same time, our job is just to give ourselves that permission, as the psalm said, to let God delight in us and to let our souls rest in Him, because we all know that we are infinitely restless unless we rest in Him.